Since the end of World War II, the U.S. dollar has been one of the surest investments in global commerce. Other nations frequently buy dollars when they want to find a safe place to park their savings, and this has kept demand for the dollar high over the years and given U.S. policymakers a good deal of flexibility on economic matters. But the historical strength of the dollar has been eroding. Recently, the dollar's been trading at record lows against the euro and at a five-year low against the Japanese yen. Is it still, for how long can it be, the world's strongest currency? Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine, joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
There are people who say that a weak dollar isn't necessarily all bad.
Well, there are a number of paradoxes in economics where something can be good and bad at the same time. And the dollar is one of those things. If the dollar is weak, our exports are cheaper and imports are more expensive. And so our goods are less expensive abroad and people will buy them. The National Association of Manufacturers would like to see the dollar go lower.
But of course, on the cost of that is that foreign investors are a little more wary.
They certainly are. And if it continues to decline, wary turns into reluctance. And reluctance turns into higher interest rates because the only way you can get them to buy your debt is to pay them higher rates of interest. And what people really fear is if the dollar were to decline rapidly, you could see another era of high inflation and high interest rates of the sort that we saw in the 1970s. That's what people worry about.
What about the size of the U.S. national debt? That contributes to this?
All of those things contribute to this. The government debt, what's called the current accounts deficit, which is a very important measure of not just the goods sold abroad, but investment in services. It's a general sense that America is profligate, that we are spending more than we take in, that we are not saving. It's not that different than a household that lives beyond its means. It can do so for a certain amount of time, but eventually, if it doesn't start saving and doesn't start paying off the debt, raw economics will catch up with it.
What are some of the ways in which the weakening dollar might affect American consumers at the moment that we can see and touch?
Well, first of all, imports. Americans, more than anybody else in the world, rely on imported goods. If interest rates start to go up even a little, mortgage rates will change. The whole refinancing boom may well end, and it could actually put an end to the current housing boom. And we are at the point where I think people are going, in fact, to start seeing the effect of the dollar if the decline doesn't stop soon.
How is the Bush administration trying to assuage some of the concerns of foreign investors?
I believe that the reason Jon Snow is the Treasury Secretary, it was announced that he would remain as Treasury Secretary this week, has very much to do with not wanting to show instability, economic instability to the world. On the other hand, Scott, it should be said that although Treasury Secretary Snow comes out in favor of a strong dollar, everybody in the government comes out in favor of a strong dollar, he has generally taken a position that the price of the dollar should be set by the market, and he has not actively intervened to prop the dollar up. Whether that turns out to be a good or a bad strategy remains to be seen.
Joe, aside from the loss of prestige, what would it really mean if, say, the euro replaced the dollar as the currency by which the rest of the world measures itself?
The fact that the dollar is the world's reserve currency, the fact that oil is traded in dollars and thought about in dollars, the fact that Ecuador doesn't even have its own currency because it uses dollars, it makes economic life for the U.S. government and for the U.S. in general a little bit easier. You know, we get to borrow incredible amounts of money through treasury bonds at lower interest rates than would otherwise be the case. If the euro were to become the world's most important currency, or the world's reserve currency, as they call it, they would get those same advantages.
Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine. Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.